Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problems that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and we've been sharing a message, a question that Jesus asked to his disciples when they were stricken with fear and grave concern that their boat would capsize when he'd fallen asleep as they were on the Sea of Galilee. And he said, where is your faith? And we look at the scriptures and we understand from Psalm 78 that David said of Israel, yea, they turned back and tempted God and limited the Holy One of Israel. And so we've been talking about that the human will can limit God. God is all-powerful, but he will not transgress the power of choice in man's human will. And many people limit God by their defeated lives. One old-time preacher once said, our lives can either be channels or a clog. Our lives can be channels through which God sends his blessings, his anointing, or a clog to hinder and obstruct his blessings. We can refuse to give to others what God would send through our lives, or we can be willing channels. Now, in radio jargon, the term clear channel means that there are no other stations on that frequency. And when we become clear channels for God, we won't allow anything else but Holy Spirit-inspired faith to be governing our walk in Christ. And I believe only the Holy Spirit can so carefully scrutinize our daily speech, our actions, to make us aware, are we in fact doing that? It's easy to adhere and to believe and to hold to what I just said, but are we actually doing it? That's something I can ask myself. Only the Holy Spirit will help us through our day-to-day lives so that the faith God wants us to exercise and walk in will become glowing and vibrant, that we can ask largely that our joy may be full. In Philippians 3, 8 and 19, the Apostle Paul writes, for many walk, of whom I've told you often and now tell you even weeping, that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, and whose glory is in their shame, and who mind earthly things. Oh, so many today have everything at their disposal. We have been blessed with so much in this nation. We have opportunities for the best education, a good supply of finances. Even the poorest of our poor are in so much better state and condition than the poor in third world countries. You know, we have churches that are magnificently built. We're rich and increased with goods. And in the book of Revelation, Jesus spoke to another church by the name of Laodicea. And hear what he had to say in Revelation 3rd chapter, verse 14. And unto the angel of the church of Laodiceans write, these things saith the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know thy works, and thou art neither cold nor hot. I would that thou wert cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked, I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear, and anoint thine eyes with eye salve, that thou mayest see. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him, and he with me. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame, and am set down with my Father in his throne. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the church." Look at this passage that we've just shared. Jesus is speaking to his church. He's standing there at the door, and he's on the outside knocking, asking to come in. His own people have shut the door and have him outside. Beloved, can you think of anything more heartbreaking than to imagine yourselves keeping Jesus out, keeping Jesus from touching some other life, instead of being a channel? So many are clogs. They obstruct the working of Christ by doubt, by negativity, by unbelief. We limit the Lord by our resistance and by our disobedience. How many lives have been kept from reaching Christ because someone would not stay where God put them? How many have suffered because a sister or a brother got mad and left the church, have been unfaithful in what God was asking of them? Beloved, we limit God with our lives, and every Christian whose life is not where it should be with God definitely hinders God from working in their lives and limits God to the extent that they refuse to submit and allow his Spirit to work in their lives. Many Christians question God. They question his moving. They question his work's need. They question even the validity of preaching the gospel to the world. But there are ministries that God has raised up all around the world, and they may not have big names, but like UCM, they're proclaiming the mighty gospel of the kingdom of God to the world, not with the enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power. Israel could not enter into the promised land because of her unbelief. Only when those who rebelled and disbelieved God had died, that's what God said, he said, your children will enter into the land. Then the rest of Israel, the younger generation, could go on into that promised land. But many today are actually in that position. Many will not believe. Many will not accept God at his word. Many really don't want anything to do with the power of God, the preaching of God's word that gets right down where man lives. They want a social gospel. They don't want a gospel of the kingdom. We find mentioned in Matthew, the 13th chapter, that the people in a certain city were offended in him, offended in Jesus. And in the 58th verse, we find these sad words, "And he did not many mighty works there because of their unbelief." Beloved, hearing these words, the things that Jesus said in context, what he said to the Laodicean church, it makes us want to examine our place and our hearts and the faith that we have. Are we limiting God? We don't see mighty miracles in a great many churches today. Why? Because of unbelief. Unbelief hinders Jesus. In other places, we read of how Jesus of Nazareth went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. That's quite a contrast. Think about that. He said, you know, "Woe unto thee, Capernaum and Chorazin, if the mighty works that were done in you were done in Sodom and Gomorrah, they would have repented in sackcloth and ashes." He said, "The men of Nineveh will rise up against this generation to condemn it, because one much greater than Jonah was in their midst." Oh, beloved, what are we going to do with God's word? Will we be as children and simply take the word in truth, in faith, as he meant it? The Lord did not make the word of God to be complex and complicated and hard to understand. Where is the faith that will keep a man or a woman faithful to whatever assignment, whatever place God has put them in? Where is the faith that will dare give of time and energy and finances and resources for God? Where? Beloved, it's in the heart of his faithful ones, those who stay true when the way is hard, those who stay true when the easiest way would be to go another path. Our faith will be increased when we read God's Word. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. When we study God's Word, when we hear God's Word preached in the power of God's anointing. So many today are looking for some new revelation, some new thing that God spoke. And, you know, oh, we hear the Word of God preaching. Oh, yeah, well, we know that. We know that. And, beloved, the more mature we grow in God, I believe the more appreciation, the greater hunger we will have for the Word of God, because God's living Word is full of the anointing and power of God. It's not like reading a novel. It's not like reading, you know, a factual book, a handbook, or an instruction manual. It is infused with the very power of God. Our faith will also be increased another way, and that's when we give ourselves over to prayer. Men and women who are not people of prayer, they're not people of great faith, because faith is our lifeline to the Lord. If we don't allow ourselves to be deluded into thinking that we don't have to assemble ourselves into God's house, those aren't the faithful ones. They think they can make it on their own, and their faith basically lacks dramatically in comparison with those who gather together in the fellowship of the saints, because they understand the importance. We may not fully understand, but if God says it, we don't question, because he has a reason for doing it. When he talks about being faithful to save the intercourse for marriage, he has a very solid reason for doing that. And our faith, beloved, will be increased when we ask the Holy Spirit to teach us God's Word, and as we seek to do his will. Our faith will be increased when we look to Jesus. Hebrews 12:2 admonishes us that we should be looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. And Lord, as we bring this broadcast to a close, we pray very simply that you will do that work in our lives. The apostles prayed, Lord, increase our faith. And Father, we thank you that you will cause us to move out. With faith without works is dead. Let us demonstrate the faith, the gift of faith that you have given us by our very actions and by the words of our mouth. We honor and give you praise for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. Well, it's been a blessing to minister to you on the subject of faith. Beloved, don't you accept the lies of the enemy. You have the faith you need, all the faith you need for victorious living right now. Praise God. Thank you so much for joining me. I thank you for your prayerful support. I thank you for your financial gifts, which allow us to remain on this station. I invite you to write, share your prayer needs. I love you and pray for you every day. And until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.